Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. And yeah, like in today's session, conversation, what we're going to be talking about are three words multiplied by three words. They're two of the simplest, most potent pieces of advice that by themselves, if it's only one three-word piece of advice by itself, it's incomplete. But the two multiplying each other, it's like it creates fireworks. It transforms absolutely everything in marriage. It has done for me. It does for my one-on-one coaching clients. And actually, it's going to be doing it, doing the job for potent men, guys listening in, and other guys soon to be joining this movement as the podcast grows and expands the audience. The audiences have been up in the last 8 weeks. It's been an amazing rise just at the time of recording, getting to nearly 600 listens in a 30-day period. So it's always expanding in that. And like, thank you, my fullest appreciation to you guys that are listening in. So much honoring and respect and love and acknowledgement for you guys, because I know you guys, you're listening in and implementing, as I've been saying. You know, I'm hearing these stories coming back of marriages transforming. Just got a message there during the week from one potent, amazing guy listening in from South Africa. There might be several of you out there, but you know who you are because I know you're listening in. Just talking about how listening in and just following the emails that I send out, and him above all implementing, his marriage was pretty much on the rocks. Like it was done and dusted and gone, but he just kept on implementing the different insights that were coming through in the podcast and in the emails. And lo and behold, his beautiful queen has started responding lovely. He sent me on this beautiful photo of himself and his wife and daughter, happy. Their sex life, their love life, their marriage is back blossoming. And this is like after, I don't know how many exact years, like 16, 17 years together. Beautiful stories like that coming in. And guys, this is what I want for you. Like my deepest desire, my passion, why I do this is I want to hear stories like that for all of you. And it is available to every single one of you. I'm speaking to you. I say this very often in it. You know, I'm not just speaking to a gelatinous, homogenous sort of group of men and like where you can, you know, disappear into the background. No, I'm speaking to you. You choose to keep consciously showing up here, but choose to implement, choose to do, you know, the tweaks and the advices and the insights, and you act on them and implement. It's a guaranteed fact that your marriage is going to transform. Your woman is going to start responding. You're going to become, like you practice what's being put forward here, you're going to become a one in a million, if not a one in a billion type of man that she's not going to want to ever release. She's going to really just start honoring you and like be like, you're going to, why? Because you're being the husband she will brag about. And part of that, what I'm really pumped and excited, I've had several queries about this coming true. I am so excited because of this absolute devotion, and it's like a vocation to create spaces and programs. Already the one-on-one coaching is like, there's amazing results coming through there. But I'm so excited to be launching very, very soon the Be the Husband She Brags About Men's Circle with coaching from yours truly, from myself. This is where you will have the exclusive, amazing, unique opportunity to join a small group of powerful husbands, men, amazing heart-centered men just like you, with the one intention of becoming the marriage transforming force of your relationship, to be the husband she brags about. And in many essences, there's going to be tons of stuff packed in there. It's like I'm going to oversimplify it in some senses, but it can be broken down to three steps. Number one, practicing hacking what doesn't work. There are so many things that women find repulsive. They really don't like them at all with any man in any marriage, in any relationship. But most husbands do them anyway. These sneaky little blind spot stuffs that just, if and when they're there, and they're there in 99% of relationships and marriages, and 99% of marriages don't really work anywhere near their full potential. Hack what doesn't work. find out what your blind spots are and hack them out. If it doesn't work, get rid of them. Point number two, master what works. There are proven ways and strategies and ways of speaking and ways of holding presence and ways of navigating with your beautiful woman in that sexual, amazing, masculine, feminine dynamic that, like, you haven't been educated. My education, your education system, your upbringing, your family, like, who educated us in this? Nobody. I don't know of anybody that has been educated in these potent relationship dynamics. So it's like, number two, master what works. First of all, get yourself like in the know about what it is that works, and then double down and master that and implement it. I mean, your marriage absolutely will transform when you're doing this. And number three, from hacking what does not work and planting incessantly seeds of what does work, what is proven to work to transform marriages as a man. Number three, live your have it all life. Living happily ever after with your queen looking at you like you're the king, you're the one in a billion man that you're the reason she was born on this planet. That's the type of love and relationship and marriage I want you guys to have. And within the container of a men's circle with coaching, feedback and challenge and accountability from the other guys, you know, all going on a mission together. I mean, the sense of brotherhood and achievement, it's absolutely going to be a stunning, stunning space for your marriage transformation to start gaining massive momentum. To find out more, I'm going to set a challenge to you. Join the email list at kingsoffreedom.me. You're going to find the link in the description of pretty much, I think, every single podcast episode that's up. You're going to find that kingsoffreedom.me link. Also, I mean, what's in that link as well, and I really want to draw your attention to it, and I encourage all of you to join the email list. I have the 15 Simple Habits to Be the Husband She Brags About ebook. Just those in itself, it's what, like, simple points, but like, that's number two, master what works. Those 15 simple habits, and they're so rudimentary, they're so simple. I made sure to make that they were like the simplest ideas and the highest leverage ideas because they're simple. Just those by themselves, you get on the email list, you download that ebook, and you practice. You could practice just three of those and it would transform everything. When you have the full a la carte menu in front of you of 15 and you just keep practicing those on a daily basis, they are enough to transform your marriage in and off themselves, and that's for free. So get your bums down onto the email list. I just want to open up an avenue of communicating with you and sharing more potent ideas, to have stories like our friend down in South Africa, and there's more and more stories coming flooding in. So I want you to be one of those celebratory stories living it out. Into today's session, three words. I remember back, God, I'm going back about clock time, probably about 12 years in my own marriage from the time of recording today. And I was quite big into a formal practice of Buddhism, daily meditation practice. That has since waned in the formal aspect of it. I still am very much informed. It's a core central part. I bring so many of those insights into my everyday life. Actually, a lot of my approach to relationship are formed on those deep, deep teachings. However, at the time I was going to retreats. I was attending a Buddhist circle, Sangha, on a weekly basis. And at the end of my first 10-day intensive meditation retreat, this is 10 days overlooking the ocean, out in nature, in silence and meditation with profound teachings from the Tibetan Lama that was there. It came to the end of the entire retreat, and I still remember, you know, after 10 days of sublime teachings and going into the depths of Buddhist philosophy and, you know, just these inner world teachings, and some of them like intricate in detail, he ended the retreat with three simple words of advice. Not was it advice, I think it was like a direct challenge to us. I still remember him leaning forward into the microphone and looking at us. It was like he was looking at each and every single one of us in that room. There's about 350 people in that space. And saying these words, it's like, never give up. No matter what is happening in your life, never give up. Simply never give up. And even as I'm slowing down saying those words now, there's a part of my mind is just, I'm back in that moment. And that transformed so much for me because they were my early days in marriage, and oh boy, was there love. Yeah, I've always loved my beautiful queen. We laughed together, we've smiled together, we've went on adventures together. You know, it's like one of those classic things. When it was good, it was very, very good. But boy, when it was bad, oh my God, the amount of wounds that we had no idea, you know, that we had wounds. There was this thing of like we were so wounded, it was like all on the fault of the other person. So the dysfunctional nature of it, I mean, it was super, super intense. And to just throw a spanner into the works, like we had moved to Italy. This retreat was back up. We had done a crazy trip across Europe, and we had our firstborn. And Anya at the time, I think she was 1 year old. So like it was super, super intense. It was an absolute melting pot of intensity, you know, of radical dysfunctionality actually at its core. So a lot of my mind at that time, consciously and subconsciously, like energetically, a lot of the attention was being placed on questioning, you know, can I endure this relationship? Is this healthy? Like, can myself or my queen? I loved her, she loved me, but like there was this incessant knocking on the door on the back of my mind. It's like, is it worth going on? Like, are we gonna end up fucking killing ourselves, or are we just gonna be so unhappy? Like, I already knew it's like, you know, if you stay around such a depth of stress and unhappiness, I mean, if you don't leave, I mean, your body chooses to leave. You know, you get sick, you get a cancer, you get, I don't know, like, it just gets really complicated within that intensity of dysfunction. So that sort of way of thinking and escapism was almost omnipresent for me. And there was something that happened when I heard these words and the simplicity of them. You know, never give up. It's like the middle part. No matter what is happening in your life, never give up. Simply never give up. And I journal on them at the time, and I became so deeply moved that the daily restlessness of always having an eye subconsciously, you know, looking for the nearest exit, I became settled. I it's like I surrendered to, okay, you know, no matter what is happening in my life, and my life so much was revolving around my marriage, no matter what's happening in my marriage, it's like I'm never going to give up. And there was this inner resolve of like, I am not giving up. I had realized enough, like within the Buddhist teachings at that point, it's like, okay, my point of is experiencing freedom, you know, I can experience it through my mind. There was a lot of escapism is in that because I was choosing to ignore many super intense 10-minute conversations with my wife, which I would end up avoiding unconsciously for the next 10 years. But I was beginning to realize it's like it's my mind. It's all about my mind. There were the early days of me realizing, okay, the masculine urge and essence is to seek the feeling of radical freedom. I was beginning to realize it's like, okay, that's within my mind. So I chose on a very deep level, okay, I'm never going to give up on this. And it really helped me to, as I say, eliminate that daily restlessness, the unease in my system of always questioning about going. But I became settled, way too settled. And this is part of the issue. Never giving up as advice is really good, but it's not enough in itself. because I don't know, and I want to touch base with you. In essence, again, it's always making this an interactive conversational style experience. This is one of those windows where I truly ask you to, you know, slow down and touch base within yourself to make this the most valuable experience for you. Where are you in your own life? You know, do you resonate with that part of like this restlessness in your mind of questioning, should you bother like going on? Is it healthy for you or your wife and your family unit to keep going on at your marriage? You know, do you have many questions where you're in but you're not fully in? There's this question like, you know, would getting divorced, would getting separated, is that the best choice? Is that the only choice? Do you resonate with that? Or on the other side, and there mightn't be black and white separations of this. You can go through different waves when it gets intense, when you question it. So let's oversimplify to just for the sake of the conversation. Do you resonate more with, no, you're like, you're in it. Like, you're never going to give up. There's like, you're just sticking with it. But is there a sort of an essence in the never giving up where it becomes the same shit, different day? To caricature it, there's either one of two pools that I found myself in and I find guys in when they arrive to me first, where it's sort of like a incessant or quite a regular questioning about, oh, can I keep going on with this? Or there's this, you know, oh, I'm in, you know, I'm really committed, but my wife is the issue. She's the one that sees all the problems. You know, there can be this sort of a subtle background stagnancy in your approach where it's like, oh, I'm all in, you know, like I don't want to leave this, you know, it's a good marriage, you know, like I'm here, I'm never going to give up. No, I don't think of divorce, I don't think of separating, but like she's giving out, she's always complaining that it's not enough. You know, there's this either or. You're either thinking of contemplating going or she's contemplating going, and you're pretending, you know, subconsciously pretending that everything is okay and there's no need for change, and it can be a big disruption when your wife sort of energetically, like my own wife did to me, slaps you in the face with, like, she starts flirting with other men, she puts divorce papers in front of you, she just gets so unsettled, she gets deeply depressed and unhappy, whatever it is, her nervous system starts showing you deep signs of like the shit is about to hit the fan and you better start paying attention. So touch base, which of those patterns, or do you have a mix of both? Do you have like the stagnant long term, yeah, I'm never going to give up, or are you incessantly thinking of jumping ship? There, never giving up is not enough by itself, because there's this massive risk of, oh, I'm never going to give up. What I found myself is it allowed for way too much minimizing and normalizing of dysfunctionality and unhappiness and disconnection in my marriage with my beautiful queen. You know, oh, I'm never going to give up. There's almost like this inherent sort of like, oh, I'm so virtuous. You know, it's like, I'm never going to go up. I'm a good guy. It really worked in with my nice guy persona. And I'd estimate about 80-85% of guys have like a nice guy persona. They want to be the good guy. They want to be perceived. You'd never leave your relationship because it would reflect poorly on you as a man. You know, you left the relationship. So the never giving up, it's good to a point and it's incomplete because of that level of minimizing and normalizing the amount of pain, the amount of unnecessary suffering that's actually present in your relationship. You know, a sense of it's mundane, it's boring, it's downright dramatic. It's like this cyclical massive rouse with intermittent periods of like peace. But the peace is more just, you know, just not speaking to the tension and conflict points that are omnipresent in it. It's same shit, different day. And, you know, which is worse? Divorcing or same shit, different day, unhappily ever after? I actually think unhappily ever after is worse. Neither are acceptable and neither are necessary. So never give up. It's powerful. It's potent. It did help myself. And it is important to sort of get like a point in your mind where I'd liken it to never giving up is like the banks of a river. You are in the river. That river the river represents your marriage with your beautiful queen, that lived experience. Now, putting banks on the river, it stops you sort of trying to start a different river. It stops you trying to, you know, just dissipate all your energy to go on an adventure where faraway fields or faraway fields are greener, or faraway rivers potentially, like in your mind, fantasizing of other women or like looking at your secretary, etc., etc. The banks of the river are represented by never give up. It's like it gives a container, it gives a limit, it gives a boundary to your energy, and it's potent, but it's not enough. The missing three pieces of the marriage transforming jigsaw come with three other simple words. Super simple words. Go all in. And go all in, if we go with that metaphor of the banks of the river, is like never give up. It gives a structure. Never give up is like that horizontal plane of time. Okay, it's like for the duration of years, of decades, I'm never going to give up. So you put those banks of the river, you're going to channel that energy. Going all in is this magical catalyst where it's like an inner command to show up fully in the vertical plane of the present moment. Never give up is like this long term. It's like, okay, there's this structure. You're just like, you don't go left, you don't go right. You just keep going within the banks of the river. Cool, brilliant. But never giving up, as I say, it's like it can minimize and normalize a whole heap of dysfunctionality in that river, which is unnecessary suffering. Going all in is in the present moment. When you go all in, you rip up the past and the future. All that counts is how you're showing up now, in this very moment in your relationship. Not even in this very moment today. In this moment today. In this moment now. In this minute. Like, what are your thoughts? What are your... how do you talk about your woman? How are you taking action about your woman and about your relationship now? You're going all in. As I say, it's like it's your all in represents you dedicating your entire attention in upgrading your thinking, your talking, your taking action about your marriage, about your married life and extension beyond, and your intimate relationship, your sexual attractive dance with your woman. Going all in is eliminating in your mind blame. It's eliminating completely shaming yourself, and it's stepping into claiming your radical ownership of what's showing up in your marriage. That is what going all in is about. And if never giving up is the banks of the river, going all in is like you becoming, it's like a backwater kayaker in a river. Now, a backwater kayaker meets the challenge of the river in every given moment. The backwater kayaker, he's fearlessly embracing the moment. So if there's a moment when the river that he is going down is sort of like it's just peaceful, it's just trickling along, well, he's totally submerged in that moment. He's not restless, he's not bored, he's not giving out about, well, where's all the drama? He's just there enjoying it because he knows it's like, okay, this is, I'm resting, rejuvenating, renewing. This is a natural part of the river. No need to get upset. I'm just going to enjoy the peace and the calm and the beauty of it. I'm going to enjoy how my body's is feeling. And then when the rapids come and all the current goes changing and then there's like a bit of a crazy downturn and there's a couple of waterfalls, he just goes into full on 10 out of 10 mode and he embraces every part of that. He doesn't be there complaining, going, oh, well, you know, all of this, you know, the drama of the river and the The rapids, I mean, he doesn't start bitching and complaining because there's rapids in the river. He's ready for it. Actually, the sense of adventure, he's looking for that adventure. He's ready. He's primed. He's ready at any given moment. If he doesn't know the river, at any given moment, he knows. It's like, oh, you know, he just sees the white water. And that backwater kayaker metaphor, that is what you're looking for when you commit to the essence of going all in. The vast majority of men, I know it's true for myself and like almost exclusively, well, actually every single guy that I end up coaching, I end up in deep men's work with in circles, this backwater kayaker essence, an adventurous spirit where it's like, you know, it's like the feminine shitstorm. The feminine shitstorm is like all the emotional reactivity and the fullness and the unpredictability of your woman. That's like the rapids to the kayaker. The sense of adventure, the sense of, come on, bring it on. Knowing you're going to be carving out a greater character as a husband, as a man, as a lover by embracing it. It's like this bring it on attitude. It's like, come on. You're not looking at problems. You're looking at puzzles that you get turned on sexually in having the opportunity to step more into your power, more into your creativity, more into your ingenious nature, more into your kingship. It's taking on that fullness of engaging with your life, with your marriage, in your intimate relationship, in conflict with your woman, in learning ways to love her, in healing yourself and transforming your inner world to step more and more into your power as a man. That's what the going all in essence is. I want to slow down with you. You know, in this part, how all in are you? Have you ripped up all past resentments with your woman, or do you sort of still bitch and grumble inside yourself or with her directly about, you know, past times when she did this and that, and like you start grumbling about the past and you have all these things of like, oh, I'd be freer if she didn't have these wounds, and I wouldn't have that much shit in my life if she would just do X, Y, and Z and would stop like gossiping and complaining, blah, 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 blah. You're just carrying this massive weight of shit on your back, thinking that's a good idea. You know, or are you in the future there thinking like, well, if it's this bad now, I mean, like, Jesus, if she doesn't change or tidy up or lose weight or just get more active with money or, you know, like whatever it is, if she doesn't stop, you know, fucking this whole thing of flirting with other guys, I mean, blah, 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 blah. Are you always thinking about the future, or are you all in the present moment? Can you love her and appreciate her in the present moment, no matter what is showing up? Excuse me. Slowing down to speed up here. How all in are you? Are you like a backwater kayaker that is going along the river off your married life with your queen in full anticipatory readiness for everything and anything that can be placed in your path because you have this inner attitude of, hoo-yah, this is like me becoming a greater version of myself with every given obstacle, every given rapid, every given conflict, every given rejection, perceived rejection, every given financial crisis or challenge we go through. Every single time she challenges me and gives me feedback, I take it on board because I'm here to become a better man. I'm here to become a better husband. I'm here to become a king. I'm here to be the man I was born to be. Is that your attitude? Because that is going all in. And the two of these together, consciously deciding within yourself, it's like, I'm going to eliminate the idea of looking outside of this river, the river of my marriage. I'm building grounded, strong, potent banks. The boundaries are, I am never going to give up on this marriage. I'm never going to give up on this, the entity that I call my relationship. I'm never going to give up putting all my energy into that. I'm never going to give up on that. So you have the banks of the river. So the river, it's one river you're choosing. Cool, brilliant, amazing. And you recommit to that every single day. It's not like some, oh, well, I decided, you know, back in the day I got married, you know, back in the day I got down on one knee very romantically and I said, hey, you know, will you be my wife? Will you? I'd love to spend my life with you. Like as if a one-time only decision is enough to do this type of journey, to sustain and endure a full marriage. No, never giving up is like a daily decision. It's like I'm deciding to be with my woman today. I'm deciding that this is the only relationship. You constantly recommit to that decision. And then multiplying that by going all in. You're not just going to be the nice guy. It's like, hey, I'm just going to stay with my woman. And like, I decided back then, and I'm a loyal old dog. So I'm going to see this out. And then you get upset when she sort of throws shit back in your face that she's not happy. You're not passionate enough. Like, where's the fire gone? You're not emotional enough. You're not in tune with her. You're not paying attention to her and all of that stuff. And you're like, yeah, but it's not enough. Like, I'm never going to give up on this. I'm a good old dog. I'm a loyal old soul. You know, like, do you think that's enough? I sort of thought it was enough within myself. But, I mean, the energetic slap in the face comes at some point, guys. This is what I want you to know. Like, you can pretend that the same shit, different day, and you can just keep going with it. But at some point, your body breaks down. At some point, her body breaks down. At some point, the relationship breaks down. At some point, you start looking at other women. You probably are anyway. At some point, that level of unease and unhappiness, it must change. That behavior must change. So it's inevitable. My challenge to you is, if you're in the relationship, well, consciously challenge yourself to go all in on the never giving up, but then go all in. The unstoppable power, and like, no matter how bad you might perceive your relationship to be now, no matter how intensely challenging it is, no matter how seemingly, and I say seemingly, out of your control the situation has gotten, where your woman, like, there's just resentment between yourself and herself, there's disconnection, I mean, there's drama, no matter how beyond it is, the magic and miraculous catalyst that going all in provides you in your relationship, it's like this massive wake-up call. So I really just, I want to get to that, because I know when I end up talking with you powerful, amazing, beautiful men one and one, there can be a really deep, sincere feeling of hopelessness. Of, you know, I get it quite often. It's like, hey, Mark, you know, I'm loving what you're saying in a podcast and I love what you say here, but like you don't know, you know, how bad we guys, how bad it has gotten. You know, I think it's truly, you know, it's okay for you and it's okay for these other guys, but I think it's just, you know, it's gone beyond. Because you've no idea. Well, maybe you haven't heard me speaking to it before, but you've no idea how bad it got between myself and my queen. And some of the stories of guys I'm coaching, and the guy that, you know, I mentioned at the beginning here of that message, I know how brutally intense it had gotten for him and so many other guys. When you go all in, your woman wants, she wants, what your woman's role in marriage with you is to support you, to challenge you, to provoke you, to irritate you, to do whatever is necessary to get you and stimulate you to step into kingship. That is the role of your woman. So if you're irritated and annoyed and there's resentment and that, there's, when you go all in, you're giving a massive gift to yourself and you're giving a massive gift to your relationship and your woman, it's like, it's almost impossible that she will not get that when you go all in, because it's everything a woman has always wanted. She's been giving you, I guarantee you, every single one of you, she's been giving you signs. She's been giving you feedback, and your mind might have perceived it and labeled it as, oh, she's fucking criticizing me, she's rejecting me, and she's judging me, and she's giving me shit, she's breaking my balls. We all have cultural nuanced ways of describing this. But all of that train is a train of sacred feedback saying to you, step up as a man, step into kingship. And going all in is looking at the entire tapestry of your marriage so far and going, wow. Going all in means digesting every bit of that and going, where have the signs been that I've been pretending to be blind? I've been pretending to be deaf. I've been pretending to be ignorant. You're not an ignorant guy. You're an amazing guy. What have I been pretending that I can just continually ignore and pretend that this marriage will just show out, will just, you know, self-correct automatically, spontaneously by itself? Ultimately, where have you been bullshitting yourself and pretending that you're a much, much smaller man than you actually are? That's the crux of it. That's the challenge of marriage. Your marriage, if it's really seemingly bad and not working at the moment, that's just mirroring back the smallness of how you have perceived yourself as a man. This might seem quite provocative. You might even feel quite triggered when I say that. But you need to hear this. You need to start taking on board feedback that what is showing up in your marriage, in your married life, in your deep intimacy, is a reflection back of how you have not been all in. The proportion, when you go all in on every single element of it with great humility and you're owning the with radical responsibility, you're thinking, you're talking, how you talk with your woman and how you're taking action. And if you went all in for 7 days, there would be a massive change. If you went all in, now I mean all your thinking, you're journaling constantly on positive aspects about your wife, positive aspects about your life. Like if it's 95% shit, but there's 5% that it's good, you're focusing and journaling. This is like a really potent tool. Like, perk up your ears and take note. This one idea here, spontaneously gifted, can change it all. Journal incessantly on positive aspects of your woman. Journal incessantly on positive aspects of your married life. What are the things that are positive? What are the things? Oh, you have a roof overhead. Lovely. There's a bit of money coming in. Brilliant. You know, you have a woman. She's there cuddling in at night. Okay, I get to cuddle in. Oh, it's nice when she prepares me my thing of coffee. Incessantly place all your focus on the positive aspects. That's going all in. No matter how bad it seems, if you put 100% of your attention on the 5% of positivity that's available, that 5% will start growing incessantly. It'll be 6% tomorrow, then it'll be 8%, then it'll be back down to 6%, 5%, then it'll be 10%. But you keep doing that for 30 days, you're going to find that in 30 days' time of going all in, dedicating all your thinking, all your talking, all your taking action to showing up as the marriage transforming force in your relationship, going all in, things are going to be different. Your woman is going to be looking at you differently. She's going to be wondering, well, where did my first husband go? Where is that guy? Who is this new guy? It's going to be the same physical guy showing up, but energetically, you're going to be showing up in kingship. You're going to be showing up as a warrior. You're going to be showing up as this potent, amorous lover who's looking at her, who's choosing to kiss her several times, many times every day. Kiss her in a way that rocks her to the core of her sexual being. There's so many ideas. As I say, the 15 simple habits to be a husband she brags about in the email list. I'm not going to detail all of those, but that's the perfect framework of high leverage habits that if you're inspired here, and if you're self-realizing and being honest with yourself, going, man, you know, like I've actually, most guys have never been all in their marriage. You sort of think you've been, but in full honesty, you've never been all in to this level, to the level I'm talking about. Now, it's a rare level. It's an exceptionally high standard. It's like in jiu-jitsu, it's a black belt standard. It's like that level of discipline, that level of consistency, that level of like absolute intentional discipline to keep showing up with your thinking, your talking, and you're taking action aligned behind creating beautiful connection, beautiful sexual attraction, a beautiful relationship, a beautiful way of communicating with your woman. You do that, everything changes. You become that backwater kayaker who fearlessly navigates whatever that river is showing up. And if he finds a space where he doesn't have the skills and it gets a bit scary, well, he just upskills. He finds a way. And once he goes beyond it, he's a better man for it. He has more wisdom. He has more experience. And that experience will allow him overcome bigger and more exciting rapids. Not clinging to the side, you know, with desperation, not clinging to the sides, to the side of a riverbank, to the known, to the same shit, different day way of showing up in conversation, showing up in lovemaking, showing up because why? You're scared to go beyond what you don't know. Going all in rips up that safety. You release the branch at the riverbank and you just go with the flow of everything that is amazing about being in love in life. Guys, we've as humans, we write songs about this, we create plays, we write poems about it, there's films about it. Like everything that's beautiful about humanity can and will show up in your lived married experience with your woman when you consciously choose to never give up and put the banks on that river there and quadruple down. 10,000-fold down, magnify your intentionality of lining up your thinking, your talking, your taking action, dedicating yourself to go all in this moment, ripping up past, future, all in the moment. And boy, you're going to be one of hundreds and thousands of stories of massive marriage transformation that are going to come in and are coming in already. I want you to live that experience out in your life. So go forward now, all in, never giving up. So super excited what's unfolding here. I'm so deeply appreciative to you and to every single man that is listening in, that is having the courage and the balls to actually implement on this, to actually show up in your marriage that little bit different and start incessantly planting seeds of presence and progress. And you know, what is the whole point and purpose of this? Like the biggest mission that we're individually and joining together collectively involved in. I always end with this. It's better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing kingly day.